Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education, where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life. I also recognized a desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. Whenever we put our work out in the world for others to read, listen to, watch, buy, or do, it can be scary. This happens every time I give a speech, write an article, conduct a band, provide professional learning for schools or companies, and now air a podcast. I wonder how my work will be received. Will anyone read, listen, or watch it? Will people appreciate it? Will people even acknowledge it exists? Will people hire me for my services? Will I receive any feedback for my work? Will the feedback be helpful to improve? Thank you so much for the support and feedback as I launched my newly designed website and brand new podcast at the start of 2024. Like many projects each of us take on, the website and podcast were a great deal of work and involved many awesome contributors. It was scary when I was ready to share the website and podcast with others like you, including my family, friends, and social contacts, and say, here they are, check them out. That doesn't always feel natural to do, but can be necessary to get the word out about our work or services. Thanks for letting me share my work with you in several forms. The feedback has been appreciated and beneficial as I continue to grow. How have you been growing by listening to each episode of this podcast? If you read up on adult learning theory, you will find several relatable keywords. I have found four specific ones to be the most beneficial. The first one being motivation. We, as adults, learn when we feel it will bring some benefit or value to our lives. Two. Reinforcement. This can be approached in two ways, positively or negatively. I hope to be offering reinforcement in a positive way that offers encouragement and reflection. Three is retention. It's as simple as how will we receive and retain the information. And finally, transference, meaning, are we able to put into place what we've learned in actual situations? Like typical professional learning, a once-and-done approach often is not helpful to anyone. When learners of any age or ability are given the opportunity to revisit a topic, it helps to reinforce the concepts and provide additional avenues for reflection and growth. So, let's do that with our first few episodes of this new podcast. In episode one, I told a story about my husband recognizing that I was not being present with him, and it forced me to take a hard look at myself and my actions. I have put many of the key changes in place that we discussed in that episode. They have helped me tremendously. I now prepare to be present. I find a good stopping place in my work. I have left my phone in another room. I go for a walk or read something briefly as a transition to the activity where I want to be more present with someone. I have also thought about how being present is a form of productivity. What have you done to be more present? In episode two, we discussed that hot topic of burnout and that it is a three-component syndrome of exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficacy. Have you recognized if you are burnt out? Have you identified if others who you love, serve, or lead are burnt out too? In what ways are you confronting and conquering it? Who have you connected with to help? Keep reflecting on this and considering ways you can get help or help others to feel less burnt out. In episode 3, we discussed using a more loving language. Tough conversations are often necessary, but if there is little to no positive feedback given, a more loving language may need to be considered. Kind words have power. They may even produce more kindness and positivity. How have you examined your language to consider the words, tone, and timing you use? I have immediately implemented this key change with my family. Recently, when I speak to my children and husband, I have attempted to use more loving language that builds up rather than breaks down. Instead of starting with, "I'm disappointed that you," I am making a more conscious effort to instead start with, "Wow," or "Congratulations," or "I noticed you were proud of yourself when," "I'm so happy that you," whatever. What have you been doing to use a more loving language when speaking or writing to others? In episode 4, we hope to laugh more. Have we been? When was the last time you really laughed? Like to the point your face or belly hurt? How did you feel when you did laugh like this? How or when have you tried to incorporate more laughter into your daily life? Do it. You'll be so happy that you did. By allowing ourselves to be more present and to truly enjoy the people around us, we might feel less burnt out. When we do not feel nearly as overwhelmed, exhausted, cynical, or ineffective, we may recognize our positive and kind selves again. This transformation may allow us to use a more loving language when communicating with others. It could even encourage us to be gentler with ourselves. We may spark more kindness and positivity around us. This domino effect might even allow us to have that good laugh with those we love, serve, and lead. Presence, burnout, language, and humor. Imagine what our lives could be if we continue to focus on these areas. I encourage you to make the necessary key changes to grow together for the better. If you haven't listened to the first 4 episodes of my podcast, I would encourage you to do so. Feel free to go back and listen to any one of those episodes again to determine if you have made any key changes since your first listen. What has been a result of these changes? I would love to hear from you if you are willing to share them with me. I encourage you to check out the show notes for some resources too. There is a link to my website and one where you can sign up for my newsletter. Also, in the show notes for each episode, the first link always includes an article or video to accompany the topic discussed. As the new podcast continues to air each week, your kindness in spreading the word about it is greatly appreciated. How are we making key changes to grow together with those we love, serve, and lead? Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.